Let's drive down the road of an Indian metropolis. Till 10 years ago, only Fiat and Ambassador ruled Indian roads. But with liberalization becoming the buzzword, several international automobile giants have joined the race.
Deals on wheels have never been better for the Indian consumer. More and more new cars are joining the fast lanes of the Indian car industry. Powerful engines, good looks, state-of-art accessories, you have it all. Economy models which once ruled the roads are giving way to the bigger and the better. The most happening market zones these days are the luxury and premium segments.
People's aspirations are going up. The Indian buyer is more affluent, he has more money, and therefore when he buys a car, he tends to buy a car not only based on what he needs on his today's income, but based on his aspirations for tomorrow. So therefore, quite often he is tempted to buy a car, and now with high purchase being very easily available at very competitive rates, it's very easy to say, okay, instead of buying a car which costs 500,000 rupees, let's see if we can, can't we afford to buy a car that's 600,000 rupees? How much was the difference in the monthly installment plan? And then they very often say, chalo, let's go for something a little bigger.
While the market share of the economy cars has declined from 60% to 25% in the last few years, the upper segment cars have people flocking to the showrooms. A sign of maturity in the market, believe the experts. The rise in aspirations has been complemented with attractive finance schemes.
Financing has changed the market completely, there's no doubt about it. It is the driver for the whole car industry. Today approximately 70-75% cars are financed one way or another. I mean 70% are financed through specialized financiers, banks. Plus, you know, a lot of companies themselves give loans to their employees and things like that. That's another about 10%.
Korean giant Daewoo entered the Indian market in 1995. Its small car Matiz was a hit, with nearly 100,000 still on Indian roads. After the financial crisis, the company was bailed out by General Motors. But the deal did not include the Indian operations. A failed venture has failed to put a dampener on the exuberant scenario. There are new market segments coming up. Scorpio is the first sports utility vehicle in India. While options are in plenty, the Indian consumer is hardly fickle. He has his priorities right.
If you want to buy a car between 5 and 8 lakh rupees, you have 2-3 options. But then what is the feature you are looking for? Like, I am looking for safety and comfort. So, that is one decision like I take primarily.
I think the technology really matters, the comfort level, the look of a car, and how does it feel when you drive, especially for a lady driver as well, that I can drive a big car also.
According to statistics, nearly 50,000 new cars hit the roads every year in India. But growth in the road network has not been proportionate. While the dismal public transport makes the car a boon, driving it is an altogether different steering story.